Reuven Levy teaching the book Gan HaShalom, Chutzal Chesed Yeshiva. We're up to page 57 in the Hebrew version. We just learned Chamishim V'Sheva. So we have just learned a whole chapter on why a person can never ever criticize. And the Rav on the last page of this chapter writes, if you're still a person, after having learned everything I've just taught you, that you're never ever to make a comment about your wife's mistakes, never to tell her she's done anything wrong, but you still can't help yourself, you still feel the need that you have to say something, then you should know that the way to do it, at least do it the best way possible. You're going to destroy your Shalom Bayit anyway, you're going to make a big mess, but at least give yourself some help. So what did he say? He gave a few pieces of advice. The first advice he gave was, never say anything at that time. At the time that person makes a mistake, don't say anything. Wait till the next day, the day after. Already that's helped. Next, dress what you're going to say in kindness, in a positive way. Never say anything negatively with criticism. Only say things positively. First, find a time of peace, of calm, of relaxation between the two of you, where there's love between the two of you, and then open with words of love and affection, and how much you respect her, and how much you support her. And then dress up the problem that you think is a problem. It's really you, but tough. Dress up the problem that you think in as much positive way as possible. He gives an example. So, at the bottom of page 56, talks about an example, Kugon. He wants to...
Where is it?
Bottom. But yeah, the bottom line, we had a last line of 56.
Yes.
Kugon.
Yes.
Okay, so Kugon. For example, the wife goes to bed very late, and this is a problem. Right, this causes a problem in the morning because the kids aren't getting ready for school on time. There's a whole balagan. Nobody's got lunch made ready for them. Yofi, and this happens day after day after day. The man who's read Gan HaShalom knows that he should never criticize his wife, but can't help it. He thinks that the best thing to do for the house is I need to say something. I need to advise my wife. She needs to go to bed a bit earlier. She can get up earlier and the whole day will be much better for her, for me, for the kids, for everyone. So what does he do? So here Rav Arish suggests what you should do. Yagidla, he should say to her, Ani doeglach, I'm very concerned for you. At Mitchafet, your termidai, I can see that you're too tired. At mitametzet, your termidai, I can see that it's just placing a strain on you. There's too much effort for all the work that you need to do. Betach shekashelach lakum baboker. For sure, it's difficult for you to get up in the morning early. V'chiyat malach, you're not an angel. You have to have pity on yourself. No, look after yourself. Atzricha menucha, you need your rest. Ubeemet hashena mocha hi ma'od kasha. Really, going to bed so late, it's very difficult. It's very difficult for you. Kol isha hayita mitayefet mizeh. Ma datech shenaseh ma'amatzim lalech lishon mukdam. Is it possible for a wife to go to bed late like that? Let's say we try to put some effort into going to sleep a little bit earlier. What do you think? That is the way Rav Arish says to approach it. Not, chas v'shalom, to turn to your wife and say, you're going to bed too late. The morning's a disaster. You need to wake up earlier, right? Even though he's 100% correct, apparently. He's not, but he thinks he is. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's not the way to keep Shalom Bayit. And so too, all things that he wants to speak to her about, he needs to dress it in concern and love for her. And when she feels and she believes that it's coming through love, then she'll accept his words. Right? Because I'll say, what words are accepted? Those that are spoken from the heart. She has to feel it from the heart. A person can't pretend. If I'm very angry that my wife goes to bed late, and I think it's all her fault, and she's just being stubborn, and she's on the internet with Facebook and shtuyot, and I'm upset about it, and I come and I read the book and I say, Tov, fine, okay, right, let's dress it up, okay, you know what, I think it's not so good for you to go to bed late. I think it's going to be much better for you to wake up earlier. It's really good for you. You'll get a lot out of it. She knows it's not coming for love because I'm angry. I'm feeling the anger. And it doesn't matter how I try and pretend to dress it up. She's going to know. So the work that I need to do is, as the Rav wrote, that we read yesterday, before I speak to her, I need to do some cheshbon nefesh. I need to do some hisbodedut. Hashem, I'm angry about this. I'm upset about this. I can't speak to my wife when I'm angry. If I'm angry about something, I should stay quiet. Yeah, it's going to come across from anger. It's not going to work. It has to be from a place of truth. Help me, Hashem. Show me that I can speak to her in truth, that I can really understand where she's coming from, understand why she feels the need to act this way. Kamor derech zu hi lo emet lamita. Like we said, this way of dealing with the situation is not the real truth. He v'hi shayechet rag lemi she'od lo zacha itorer la'avoda amitit. And this way is only appropriate for a person who has not yet managed to merit to wake up to the true service of Hashem. She lema'aneh ba lo'olam hazeh. Right? That he needs to do in this world. She'hi letaken et atzmo bilvad. But the true service of a man is only to correct himself. His wife is not there to be corrected. His wife, your wife, Bezrat Hashem, should marry soon and find out firsthand, is your wife is there only to correct you, only to teach you. She's from Hashem, a gift from Hashem to tell you what you're doing wrong. It's not the other way around. The Arizal said that the wife is not here to be fixed. The wife is fixed. Her neshama is perfect. The only reason she came down is to fix your neshama. So all the bizyonot, all the rebuke that she gives you, all the difficulties, all the struggles, mamash bidyuk, exactly what you need for your avodat Hashem. And our job is to accept it all with love, say thank you Hashem, and I need to work on myself. And then your wife turns into a princess, a queen. She only acts the way she's acting is because if I need to be fixed, if I'm fixed. Right? You'll see that the wives of Sadiqim, right? Sadeket. Why? Because her husband's a Sadiq. And the wives of an Amaret is a nightmare. Why? Because her husband's a nightmare.
That's right.
Is a nightmare because her husband is a nightmare. Right? So a person looks at their wife and sees there's a problem here. He's looking in the mirror. My mind's looking in the mirror, but I'm so arrogant, full of gava. I know it's not me. I'm great. I'm perfect. It's her. I'm Ashwan.
Isn't the Gemara, however, of one of the Moharim whose wife was a total harpy?
That was his specific tikkun. Rav writes in here: it is possible that you are a tzaddik and your wife is a
harpy.
I'm a shugana. She's tough, but it's very rare. And if it happens, it's from mamash for your tikkun. Meaning you need to get busy or not, you need to suffer in this world for everything you did in your past gilgulim. But it's derech klal, a person shouldn't assume that. We're way below, we're not at that level to be such a tzaddik that I have a wife who's so terrible. Right? If your wife is so terrible, then you're really a tzaddik and you'd know it. You'd know about it. We don't need to worry about that situation. We're not there. If we have a problem in our lives, it is purely a mirror.
You know what it said, the Chazamir said, the crazy one.
Uh-huh, okay. So that's what he needed. So if you're a tzaddik...
And as I know, he never complained, and he was horribly poor, about what we understand about it, and he, as I understand, and as I'm sure, he never said any... without any syllable of complaint. Never.
Fair. That's because he was a Chazon Ish. Baruch Hashem, we can learn. We should learn from that. Okay. Rak hevedu ota kedei she'al kol panim lo ya'ile ishto ba'ota rega v'lo b'derech shel ha'ara. Right, so Rav says we only brought this example, right, that of how you should speak to your wife in this way, that in any event, that you won't criticize your wife at the time itself, and not in the way of criticism. That you won't destroy your home completely with your criticism. But a person whose heart is strong to Hashem Yibarach, and he really does want to work on himself and to fix himself, to reach his potential, to reach his purpose in life. He should know that in truth and believe that all the work depends on him alone. And only through working on myself am I really going to get true shalom by it. Yofi. Nigmar ha chapter. We finished that chapter. Chapter, wonderful, amazing chapter that a person should review and review. Because even though we know now 100% never to criticize our wives, never to make any bad comments, we still slip up. Hashem tests us. Right? Hashem tests us, and I tell myself, it's not really a criticism, but I'll just tell her this. It's not really a criticism, but I just have to say that, by the way, right? Top. So we fall and then we pick ourselves up again.
This is its anguish.
It's a what?
It's anguish to live with a person without you tell him anything.
Only good. My job is to encourage her, to love her, to respect her, to give her only goodness. That's my job. Hashem made it. Hashem wants me to have the best midot. How do I have the best midot? By giving good and by accepting bizyonot, accepting that I'm not yet fixed. The reverse is hafuch al hafuch. If I give out negative and I don't accept criticism, I've turned it all on my head, which is what we do. We have gava, we like to tell people what they're doing wrong, and we don't like to hear ourselves what we're doing. A four. Our job, in order to fix ourselves, in order to become the tzaddikim that we can be, is never to give out bad, only good, particularly to our wives, and to accept and understand that there are things that Hashem wants to teach us that we need to work on. That I need to listen and understand and admit that when people have something bad to say about me, there's something to say. You know what? You're right.
And it is practical.
Yeah, 100% practical. It's for shalom bayit. To receive, to have shalom bayit means to have the Shekhinah dwelling in your home. Amash, the Shekhinah is in your home, that you have parnasah, bruyot, everything goes fine, there is a feeling. You walk into the home and you feel Kedusha. That's to have Shalom Bayit. And the reverse, no Shalom Bayit, Shekhinah leaves. Shekhinah leaves and you have Balagan. You have a nightmare, you have screaming, you have shouting, you have difficulties in Parnassah, difficulties in health, Chas v'Shalom. And the world, you know, if your wife is upset, Gehinna. Mamash Gehinna. This world is Gehinna. If your wife is not happy, this world is Gehinna. And Afech, if your wife is happy, this world's Gan Eden. So practically, person has a choice. He can try this and see what happens. He's not gonna, it's gonna be very, this is very practical. Goes to his wife and says, you know what? Why are the dishes still in the sink? Right, fine. He says one sentence, five words. Why are the dishes still in the sink? Right? He's gonna, for the next 3 weeks, oy vavoy, is he gonna suffer?
Why can't he do the dishes himself?
Ah, for sure, yeah, fair. But so what we're talking about here is never to criticize. If there's a problem, I need to deal with it. I need to look what's going on. It's a mirror. What's Hashem trying to teach me? All those wonderful things. To work on myself. But never to point the finger and say, you have a problem. You're not doing something right.
And it is practical.
Mamash practical.
Last night, my wife always tells me, would you like me to do the dishes? I said, no, you go out and do it. I'll take care of it. So last night I come in and the dishes didn't make it to the sink. They were still on the table. And my wife gets up from the computer and quickly says, don't worry, I'll do it now. I said, you're doing what you did. I said, you don't have to do it. I said, you know you're perfect. You know the Torah, Yeshiva, that you're perfect. And she said, and I'm not, and you also know that I'm not going to comment on it. She said, yeah, that's great. It's just great.
Speaking about that.
And what you wrote before, you wrote that even though he explains it to her a dead way.
Yeah.
It is not the level that you should get to. Even that you should not do.
Nachon. It's why? Because for a start it's very difficult for us to actually do that properly. So if we get it wrong, we're gonna upset, destroy, cause her to feel bad. To actually do it correctly for a start is very difficult. And second thing, even if we do it correctly, with most adinut, with the best words, with the most kindness, and she accepts it, even if she accepts it, then I've missed the whole message, because the message was for me. And I've missed out on a whole big tikkun. So what's Hashem need to do? Hashem now needs to knock louder. Instead of giving me a hint, how does Hashem work? He gives you a whisper. If you listen to the whisper, you take care of it, you're free. You don't listen to the whisper, he knocks a bit louder. And you don't listen to that, you ignore it, you carry on, he knocks louder. And then, chas v'shalom, something really bad has to happen in order to wake me up. Who wants to be woken up? Take the message that he says to start with. Very subtle, very simple. Your wife is a mirror. She's going to show you what you need to work on. Wonderful. What my job is to do his badadut, do his cheshbon nefesh, to look and see, what are you trying to show me here, Hashem? She's a mirror, she's reflecting me, this is in me. What, you're showing me I'm lazy? What, were you showing me, I don't know, that I don't care? What? I need to have a conversation with Hashem, find out what's going on. If I work it out, and Hashem wants me to work it out, he's not going to put up too many, if I truly want to know, if I'm truly open to find out what I need to work on, he's going to show me. Fine, finished. I can do tshuva on whatever it is I've been doing wrong, and that's it. White slate clean. My wife is gonna automatically correct herself without me saying a word. Mamash, it happens, practically speaking, and everything's wonderful. That's the best way. Arush here is telling us the way that the neshamot work, the way that Hashem created the world in order to help us do our tikkun on life. Make our tikkun.
Well, what you said before, why steps are too late, and you said, well, you can't do it yet. You can tell it without saying that she's not able to do. You can say, listen, you strain yourself, I'm calling you a Greek word, you can flower more. You don't feel well, you're in pain, you're not, you're happy. you suffer. I love you all that you suffer.
Nahon, but even what we're saying, Yafem Od, but even if you say it in the best way possible, like you're suggesting, which is a wonderful way of saying it, and she accepts and says, my husband, thank you for caring about me so much. I love you dearly. I'm going to take your advice. Right? Psh, wonderful. Everything's rosy. Shalom bayit. It's fantastic. You blew it all. Mm. Why? Because I missed the message for me. Because I thought the message was just for her, and now I've fixed you. You had a problem, and we fixed it. Baruch Hashem, we fixed it. And everything's great between us. We have a hug, and we love each other. But what I missed, hello? And now Hashem's got to send me something more, something harder, something more. Because I didn't want to get the message.
What was the message in that? Let's say let's put an example.
Yeah.
You have a wife who's fine because she goes to bed pretty much on time, but you know, there's heavy things, like there's heavy packages from the Macaulay.
Okay.
Or heavy trash bags.
Okay.
Instead of having the boys who are, you do it.
Yeah.
You know, who can pick these things up, they're strong enough without it causing any pain.
Okay.
She says, they don't do it. She goes and lifts these things and moving things, and then one gets in pain.
Yeah, fair. Okay, excellent example.
I've been.
Okay, so let's just work on this. Is that okay? Sorry, Stuart. Yeah.
You poor thing, she goes suffers then.
Yeah, fair. So let's look at what's happening.
She's got these kids, 20 years old, 19 years
Evanti,
old.
Evanti. But what have we got here?
Yeah.
In any situation, you have the outer covering, the chitzoniut, mm-hmm. and you have the panimiut, mm-hmm. right? The outer covering is she's lifting heavy bags when someone else could be doing it. Mm-hmm. Yafem od. From the outside, it looks very straightforward.
It causes her pain.
Yafem, 100%, I agree with you. From the outside, simple. They'll pick it up, you won't cause pain, we'll finish. Why is this still happening? Why is it? So now I need to look at the panimiut.
Mm.
What's really going on underneath? So what's really going on? I need to ask the question, to get a panimia, the outside, the question of the outside is what, how, where, things that describe the situation.
Mm.
In order to get to the situation on the inside, the panimiut, the question is why? That's a why question. Why is she doing that? Why is she, sensible woman, bright enough to realize that she's got sons who can pick it up? Why is she still deciding to do it herself? Why? And the answer to that question is the answer that I need to look for. Because that answer is the real problem. It's not the external problem. She's lifting heavy bags. She's not. It's the facade. Why does my wife feel she needs to do that? What's going on here? Why does she want to do that? She's not stupid. She's not dumb. She's trying. There's a message here. And that's. I'll leave that for you to think about. That's your work. Yes.
You know, same situation with my wife. She has to take a thyroid medication every single day.
Nahon.
Or else it's very serious. We don't know whether she took it. So I reminded her, and she doesn't know whether she took one pill or two pills. So we're really worried about that. Fortunately, I reminded her about a little pill container. She was looking all over it. I turned around where she was just looking and found it.
Do you have some system of recording it? Some pill containers have a little, you can actually note when you've taken the pill. Or just like on the fridge, a tick or something. I mean, is there something that you could do to just, practically speaking?
I don't know.
Anyone have to worry?
Yeah.
Tov.
I mean, besides the standard step of, you know, whether we take, have to take vitamins or anything else like that. But that's another issue. But you were talking about Gehenim.
Yes.
My first wife was a funeral director. She brought home, it was either a poltergeist or a demon. Because when